The poll finds 50% of voters think the governor should stay in office, and 57% are satisfied with the way Cuomo has so far addressed the allegations of sexual harassment from multiple women. The governor offered an apology and promised to cooperate with an investigation by the state's attorney general, as well as an impeachment inquiry by the state assembly. Siena's Steve Greenberg says the survey was conducted as a growing number of New York's Democratic politicians, including U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, called for Cuomo to resign.
The voters are not necessarily, at the moment, following the lead of the elected official.
The poll finds 60% of voters still think Cuomo did a good job managing the COVID-19 pandemic, virtually unchanged from a poll 1 month ago, before the scandals heated up. But the governor's political support among Democrats is plummeting. His favorable rating among Democrats dropped more than 30 points since February, and fewer than half of Democrats now think the governor should try to seek a fourth term next year. Cuomo did receive some support from the chair of the state Democratic Party. Jay Jacobs, who Cuomo chose for the role, says now that virtually every Democratic elected official has made their views known and the governor has made clear that he has no intention of resigning, Jacobs says until the investigations are over, everyone should get back to work and focus on keeping government functioning.
Let's give Northwell a round of applause what they've done.
Cuomo tried to shift the focus to what he says are the most important parts of his job right now. He appeared at a vaccine site on Long Island in an event that was closed to the media.
We are at a pivotal moment in this state, and what we do now will decide the trajectory.
The state opens up vaccine eligibility this week to those over 60, as well as workers who interact with the public. The governor, who is 63, says he will soon be vaccinated at a pop-up clinic in an African-American community. And like Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who was vaccinated last week, Cuomo says he, too, will receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The governor says he also plans to work on the state budget in the coming weeks and legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana. Cuomo was surrounded by four women as well as African-American clergy members, all voiced support for the governor. Tracy Edwards, who leads the Long Island NAACP, without mentioning the scandals, urged Cuomo to stay in office.
You stay continuing to lead us through this crisis because we need you.
Cuomo compared the coming recovery from the pandemic to Long Island's resiliency after Hurricane Sandy nearly 9 years ago. But he could also have been talking about what he might hope could be his own political recovery.
Sometimes God comes and he knocks you on your rear end for one reason or another. Or life comes and knocks you on your rear end for one reason or another. Circumstances happen. Things happen. People get sick. Accidents happen. The question is what you do when you get knocked on your rear end, and New Yorkers get up, and they get up stronger, and they learn the lesson.
The governor did not take any questions. He did not address news stories in the Washington Post and New York Times that say his top aide in charge of distributing the vaccine, Larry Schwartz, also asked some county leaders if they continue to support the governor despite the growing scandals. Schwartz, in the reports, denies that he was trading vaccine doses for political support, but the call set off alarm bells for some county officials, and at least one made an ethics complaint to the Attorney General's office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.